Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Romans chapter 14, I'm going to read verses 12 through 15. So then, every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this, rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know, and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus, that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if my brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably? Destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died. God makes it very clear that every person is going to give an account for their own life to the Lord. Modern psychology wants to blame our past and others and their influence on us for all of our problems now. You will not be able to stand before God and blame anybody else for your sin but yourself. Man has to blame himself for his own sin. Since the first sin, man has tried to blame others. Matter of fact, Adam, when God asked him about it, he blamed not only Eve, but he blamed God. He said, God, the woman which thou gavest me, she made me do this. God holds us personally responsible for our lives. But I have to remember that I, as a leader, am accountable for how I lead others. If I lead someone to do wrong, I'm accountable to the follower because they didn't know any better. And God will hold me in judgment for that. And I have to realize that I'm accountable not to become a stumbling block or a cause to be offended in any way. Now, that word offend is being way overused in today's society. A stumbling block is not something that's necessarily wrong, but it could cause somebody to trip and fall. I'm not saying that right is not right and wrong is not wrong, but there are those who have come from different backgrounds that if they do certain things, may cause them to run back to their past because they're weak. That's what a stumbling block is. The person who stumbles cannot blame us for the fall if we don't take them to those stumbling blocks. For instance, someone who struggles with alcohol. I'm not going to take them to a restaurant that serves alcohol, though that is very, very difficult. Now, I don't go to bars. I don't go to, and I don't sit in a restaurant near, if they have liquor, where it is. But it's not a stumbling block to me. I've seen the effects of it for all these decades, and there's not a drop of it that appeals to me at all, but there are those people in my church to whom it may be a stumbling block. I want to give you a little advice today on how to live peaceably with stumbling blocks. Number one, we are not to purposely cause someone to stumble. If I purposely try to trip somebody up, this is evil. If we yield to causing someone to fall, that's going to cause us to be evil. Number 16, 1 through 3, Korah with Moses. It was not a matter of necessarily right and wrong, but Korah got people to disobey, which was the wrong. Let me give you, for instance, years ago, I had a family trying to get our church people to leave our church and move out of state to go to another church. Someone from that church said, well, if you love some people in my church, then you would consider moving. They became a stumbling block to many people. And by the way, I lost dozens and dozens and dozens of people, and I shut it down as quickly as I could, and there are many people not in church today because of that. They tried to lead somebody to do something they wanted and became a stumbling block in the process. These stumbling blocks may try to lead you to do something that they don't see as wrong, but it could be for you. They play questionable music in their car, the entertainment where they go. People who have changed doctrinally that they still listen to. So, first of all, we have to realize that we shouldn't purposely become a stumbling block to anyone. Secondly, our freedom does not need to become a stumbling block to somebody. 1 Corinthians 8:9. Just because it's not wrong to do something doesn't mean everyone should have to endure it. Let me show you what I mean. In America, we have, in many states, something called a concealed carry permit that allows someone to carry a weapon on their person concealed. Now, I believe that it's our right as an American. I think it's a good thing. I do. But when I carry, people don't know it. I'm not there to walk around like the Wild Wild West with two guns on my hip and strut around like a banty rooster. I'm supposed to conceal. It's to be discreet. Do I have the right to display it? Yes, I can open carry. But I'm not there to strut around and show that. So I don't. We don't have to purposely do things. I can shoot a deer, put it in the back of my truck, then take it home. Doesn't mean I have to mount it on the top of my truck, drive around town and show everybody. There are those that don't like hunting, and that's only going to drive that stumbling block deeper. There are people that believe in homeopathic natural things instead of medication. There are people that believe in medication and not natural things. I'm for both. Let's just not fight about it. Let's not let certain foods that should be eaten or shouldn't be eaten become a stumbling block. Next, refuse the stumbling block immediately. Psalm 119:60. Delayed in obedience always makes obedience harder. We need to immediately refuse when people start to become a stumbling block to someone. We need to immediately refuse that. And lastly, do not travel or run with those carrying a stumbling block. You know, it's pretty obvious when somebody is carrying a big stumbling block around because they're trying to trip people up. Route 81 goes north and south in our area. So does Route 11. One is a more of a city type road with a lot of stops along the way, which is Route 11. Route 81 is an interstate. Usually, 81 is faster than Route 11. Why? Because there's so many stops. Instead of having to stop and go and stop and go and stop and go at traffic lights for a couple miles, you jump on the highway and you go straight down the road. That's what God's talking about. How do you live peaceably with those with a stumbling block? Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.